Election 2011 coverage on Manx Radio, brought to you by PDMS.
It's 5 minutes to eight. This morning we return to Douglas West and Charles Geoffrey Corkish, who is standing for a possible second term, 58 years old, I believe.
Indeed, yes.
Yes, indeed.
John, thank you.
Married with two children, Mr. Corkish was with the Steam Packet for 37 years, latterly as a communications officer or company spokesman. He's been a member of Tourism, Trade and Industry as was, Transport as was, and now the Economic Development Department. Of all the MHKs, the one with the most ready smile and quip, a man with a great deal of charm. But what else, Mr. Corkish? Are you relying on charm to get you back into the Keys?
No, I think what the voters of certainly Douglas West and the voters of the Isle of Man be looking for is a common sense approach and a business background, I think, which will help. I think the fact that I've served in quite a few of the major departments of
But your profile
government
hasn't been
so
high.
Far.
You haven't stood up and shouted in the Keys or Timber. We haven't heard you for the first year or so. We hardly heard you at all. Where were you?
I joined as a politician for the very first time with no background to politician apart from an interest in what goes on in the Isle of Man's community.
Obvious disadvantage.
So listen and learn attitude. And I think that's done me well. What I did find out pretty soon is you can get a lot done by a good liaison and rapport with
so
your
So what
peers
have you done? What have you achieved?
I think the main thrust of my parliamentary career so far would be a big help in restructuring of tourism, which has been a major part. I've done a lot of work on the Isle of Man Post Office, I suppose, too, because I brought through Tynwald the reform and restructure of the pension fund there.
But in effect, you moved from PR for the Steam Packet to PR for the government through tourism. I mean, that's been your main area, hasn't
I think
it?
What I did there, John, was that in certainly the Steam Packet job, I enjoyed, if you like, a lot of profile there. So I've had the glory, been the front page of papers. I think what people want is somebody who put themselves up to represent the Isle of Man and them and get on with the job. And I think a lot of what perhaps goes on in our parliament is a lot of point scoring and egotistical.
Which you don't take part in these debates very often, do you? You're very quiet.
In the major ones, I do, and I think that that's important for the people. There's a lot of work to be done behind. Remember, question time lasts 1 hour a week, and there's a lot of work to be done outside that hour, and I've certainly thrown myself into the work.
Let's go on some issues you raised 5 years ago. Immigration. Immigration has emerged as a key issue. Our economy may be compromised if the entry of unknown immigrants remains unchecked. So what have you done in that area?
I think what's happened there, the Isle of Man has reacted to that. What the Isle of Man has done has provided work for immigrants. Let's face it, the immigrants that came here were workers.
But were you instrumental in pushing that through?
Not instrumental in that. I certainly spoke on that and I certainly made my feelings known. What has happened for the Isle of Man, for the good of the Isle of Man, is that the immigrants that do remain here have integrated fully into the Isle of Man. They're keeping our nursing homes open, keeping our restaurants open, keeping our hotels open.
That was a promise, obviously, 5 years ago. What you've actually done, did you go there and say, beat on the table and say, I want to be part of this committee that decides on this?
No, I don't think we get a lot further by banging on tables, John. I think
the reciprocal health agreement.
What my strength is, let me talk about that one then, because I hope we never get into that position again. Underpinning my future thoughts on where we're going in government is a better and trusting relationship with the UK. I hope we never get into that position again. What I did there, I was fortunate in that I have one or two friends that I'd known long before I came into politics who were major players in UK Parliament. One of them was Sir Nicholas Winterton, who was rather an outspoken
man. You're claiming credit here for the
Parliament. No. If I wanted to claim credit, John, I'd have jumped up and down and said, look, Nicholas Winterton is asking questions in Westminster on my behalf.
But shouldn't you have done that? Then people would have seen in West Douglas, this is our MHK doing the business.
But I'd like to think that the people in West Douglas know what their MHK is doing.
But some of them
and they
don't.
Have a trust. Well, no, John.
They read the papers and wonder where the headlines are and wonder why their MHK is not in the headlines.
A lot of people, and I've been knocking on doors, have said thank you for what you're doing. You know, so they do know what you're doing. Do they think you're sitting there doing nothing? No. Do they know the background you came from? You have a business background, a sensible background, a good outlook on life. And I would like to think a major player in the community here. Now, they have a lot of trust there. Now, that trust will be shown on September the 29th. But I think I've done more than my bit. I don't seek the limelight. Is that right or wrong? I don't know.
Well, politicians
get on with the job.
It's quite a good idea to
seek
the limelight.
Politicians come in all shapes and sizes, and thank goodness for that.
A lack of facilities for young people was a bit of a bone of contention of yours 5 years ago. What have you done?
Well, what I did do was fight vehemently, a lot of blood, sweat and tears on the new Summerland site. I was very, very disappointed.
Not a lot's happened there,
is
it? We can see. Not a lot's happened.
Not because of a lack of effort on my part. And I was very, very disappointed at that one. That wasn't government's fault, but I really pushed hard on that one, and I really had great
for West
great,
Douglas,
great hopes
what have you
that.
Done? Any facilities there you've actually been able to bring in?
Not for West Douglas in particular. I think what we're looking at in West Douglas is the maintenance of a quality of life.
We'll have
and that's
to end
good
it
for the Isle of
We've
Man,
run out of time.
Underpinned by economy and what we tried to do between our two governments, which is most important for the future.
Jeff Corkish, thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Jeff Corkish, a candidate for West Douglas in the election on September the 29th.